This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to James. James, you're in the huddle with Mike and Bob.
Hey, thanks, guys. So I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be a journey, right? I think the biggest thing that he's going to realize is that, and it's sad to say that the Eagles won the championship in part because of Howie. He might have to.
You talk about Howie, the GM. You have to tell right.
A big part.
No, Howie Roseman's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame of GMs.
Right. So he'll realize soon, and I hope this won't be the case moving forward, but it appears that he may have to win despite Mickey. We got to do a much better job in the draft. We can't afford any guys in free agency. I think the guy that I'm looking forward to coming from the Eagles would be Mekhi Becton, and I would love to see him play the guard position, even though he was drafted at tackle. But one thing I know about Becton and our new head coach is that he worked really well with him back in Philly, and they can't sign everybody. Hopefully, we got enough money in the coffers to get to pick that kid up. For the sole purpose of my not seeing Vita Vega beat the brakes off our running backs every time they try to run that ball up the middle.
Yeah. So, you better put a big guy on a big guy.
Yeah. With Vita Vega, he has not disappointed Mike, but he was drafted. He's lived up to those expectations. And James, okay, to play devil's advocate, you want to say Mickey and all that, the front office. But all I know is that all they could do is get him in the building. Look at the scouting department. They said, okay, Zach Bond, they drafted him. Okay, you look at Trey Hendrickson. So here we got a guy.
Caden Ellis.
Okay, and then but look at Zach Bond, 150-plus tackles. Like Mike, who's getting ready to win Defensive Player of the Year? Trey Hendrickson led the NFL in sacks. And so we let him go. The coaching. Now, to me,
the valuation part was bad at defensive tackle. We not as good there as when we had Onyemata and those guys up front.
But then, do you think it was a money thing, and I wanted to pay Onyemata and Shai Tuttle and all?
I think it was a money thing with Onyemata and too, as he followed Ryan Nielsen to Atlanta.
Well, that makes sense. But you know, a lot of times it's a combination. And you got to pull, you know, you get in the tug of war. You always got to be pulling in the same direction. You know, whether the scouting department, the coaching staff, the whole organization. That's what the Eagles have done an outstanding job from top to bottom with that. All going the right direction. Could the Saints have had players come in the building? And throughout their history, they've had players who's been on the team. You don't know how many times fans have come up to me. Bobby, they used to be a Saint, or they were a Saint. Now they're kicking ass with somebody else. They play with somebody else. Look, okay, now different personalities. How can you motivate them? I know you got to put up a like CeeDee Deuce, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. He goes Saints, Eagles, Lions, back to the Eagles. All I know, he's a Super Bowl champ. So you look at a number of players, and obviously you want it to be outstanding citizens on and off the field. But I just look at like Zach Bond. That to me, that's Dennis Allen and the coaching staff there, where all of a sudden he's just a special teams player for us. You don't go from a special teams player to being nominated or in that process of being the NFL Defensive Player of the Year and All Pro, and he don't even play on. Now, I remember interviewing him at the media day at the Super Bowl. He said it took me a little while, and I actually worked on my craft to get better in pass coverage. Get better in pass coverage. He had a damn interception in the Super Bowl, Zach Bond. So good for him. So when I look at all that, can we evaluate the players? And then when you evaluate them,
to
then
fit what this team is going to do.
And then make them better.
Yep,
and exactly. Then make them better. Because that's, but to me, when you say like flash in the pan and turn around in one season, okay, you could say magically Drew Brees brought that stability in 2006. Okay, look at later examples. And you can look at the past two seasons. Okay, who was the sexy team when you look at 2023? Going from the outhouse to the penthouse, Houston Texans. Why? C.J. Stroud, the trigger man. Now, there was other parts to that. I'm not saying that. But then you look at this year, the Washington Commanders. Jane Daniels. So right now, that's why I just don't see us rapidly, quickly turning that around.
We got C.J. Stroud or Jaden Daniels or Drew Brees.
Who's our quarterback? Now, Spencer Rattler might develop. I don't know. He didn't win a game. And we're hoping for all that. Derek Carr. Derek Carr is a legit starting NFL quarterback, and there's 32 teams. Do you know every year there's like 12 teams that don't have a quarterback in the National Football League that should be starting? Derek Carr's more in that 15 to 20. I'd say at best case scenario, when he's really clicking like he did those first two games, hovering around 12. But, Mike, he's not in the bottom 12.
He's in the middle of the pack.
Yes. Now, that doesn't mean you win anything. So I'm just saying, look at all of a sudden the stability Matthew Stafford has brought to the Rams. All of a sudden, the rumors are out there.
He might be headed out east,
right,
to the Giants.
So, because you know why? As good as the Rams have played, and they won a Super Bowl with Matthew Stafford, they look at, I think we've gone as far as we could go. It's all about winning championships.
And about money, because Matt wants to get paid also. Bob, the Saints have just announced that they have signed Clyde Edwards-Helaire to a one-year deal. Clyde got picked up late in the process, and
well, he's had emotional issues.
But
to me,
Clyde can play.
Yeah, at the beginning of his career, he lived up to expectation with the Chiefs.
It's sort of
and after that, he did not. Where he was drafted, Clyde. I'm not saying he's a bust,
but he was a bust for the Chiefs.
Yes. Exactly, Mike.
Can he work out here?
If he was a fourth or fifth round pick, it don't matter. But where the Chiefs drafted him, he was a bust. Look, Pacheco, look where he was drafted.
He was a seventh round.
And he beat out Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So, no, he might work out with the Saints. It's all about you got to fight. You got to bounce back, and he might work out with the Saints. Look at Kareem Hunt. All of a sudden, he's thrown to the curb.
And he bounced all over.
Yeah, and then he got in trouble off the field, and then he's back with Kansas City. Andy Reid said, let's put him in there. But I'm going to tell you what. You look at coaching and what you do. Boy, you want to talk about the Eagles coaching staff out-coaching Spags and Andy Reid. That wasn't even close. You want to tell you, the Eagles took the Chiefs coaching staff. We always talk about the players. The Eagles coaching staff took the Chiefs coaching staff to the woodshed. You know why? Andy Reid got too cute, as great as he is. How about you run the damn ball? How about you attempt to run the ball? What, they had three rushing attempts the first half? Come on.
It was checkmate. Game over.
No, and you know what Vic Fangio said? And this is from the Eagles defenders. They're going to force Pat Mahomes to play quarterback. Bobby, what do you mean by that? You know what? To go through the progressions, rushing four, trying to throw through the forest, not blitzing one-on-one and all that. So now, who would ever have thought that they're in those defensive meeting rooms before the Super Bowl and saying that Vic Fangio and all is getting all the defensive players, we're going to force Pat Mahomes to play quarterback. and with some kind of discipline, not running all around like a chicken with his head cut off. That's good that you could do all that. But can you make plays in the pocket and go through your progressions? Look how Pat Mahomes was panicking and then all looking to run somewhere. And it was the perfect defensive scheme of what Pat Mahomes was trying to do, because they were doing that umbrella, which is cover four, you cover the quarters, or going too deep. So you know what? In theory, shame, and Stink said this, and it's so true, shame on the Chiefs not trying to run against that defense. When you're playing that umbrella four deep, you're playing quarters or two deep. The run support, no. You know what that's saying? Vic said, we can put those defensive backs in coverage because we're going to kick your ass on the line of scrimmage.
They had no fear of the running game.
Exactly.
And
but you got at least a tip to run the ball to help out Mahomes.
So when we had on Archie Manning yesterday, his deal is I have a kind of phone date with Vic Fangio later in the week, and he says, I guarantee you the game plan didn't say zero blitzes the entire game. But since it worked and they weren't running the ball – and you were getting unbelievable pressure with just four guys, they kept it.
Well, and you might say, well, Bobby, you're down 24 to nothing and they're getting waxed, or 17 to 24 to nothing, then you just can't run the ball. No, the first half, the game was not out of hand. Charlie, what did the Chiefs have? I don't have my notes in front of me. What did the Chiefs have rushing the ball in the first half? Three rushing attempts? The whole game, the damn running backs ran seven times. I guarantee you, Kellen Moore won't do that. That's not a winning formula.